You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. Finding your data is tough. Knowing what that data is when you've found it is even harder, said Martin Blasland, journalist and author of The Tiger That Isn't, to an audience gathered at London's Frontline Club to find out more about using data for storytelling, graphics and news. Journalists have to realise that data doesn't do the job for you. Stories using data are driven by journalistic decisions, such as news judgment and a story idea, he said. Blasland was joined on stage by Information is Beautiful author David McCandless, Guardian news editor for Data Simon Rogers, and Julian Burgess, programmer and editorial developer at The Times, who debated the skills journalists need to work with data and produce valuable stories, applications and graphics. While good data visualisation and data journalism may involve design, programming and statistical skills, journalists don't need to be experts in all these fields, the panellists agreed. Speaking to journalism.co.uk, regional newspaper journalist Mary Hamilton, who's working on her own set of data coding and multimedia skills, said there are more fundamental attributes needed when journalists interrogate data.
I think you have to be a storyteller.
That's right, yes.
What you use to tell stories is going to be different depending on what the situation is. You have to be able to tell stories and to look at something and tease out, okay, where in the story does this fall? Is that part of the story that I'm trying to tell? Or does that counteract the story I'm trying to tell? Is that telling me a different story? What's that doing? And it's about learning the skills you need to ask questions, whether that's of people or of data or of pretty information visualisations, whether that's programming languages or stats or whatever. You need to know how to ask the questions, and then you need to know how to present the answers, and whether that's words or whether it's graphics or whether it's whatever you're using. I mean, I've done it in game format before. They're small subsets of the same wider skills.
Simon Rogers, who's worked on The Guardian's coverage of the WikiLeaks Afghan war logs data and runs its data blog, said reader relationships with data and news sources is pushing journalists to look towards data for stories.
I think it's trendy at the moment because suddenly we've got access to loads of tools everybody has, like things like Excel and stuff on the desktop, and suddenly there's access to tons of data out there. And there's a kind of also, and it kind of coincides with a general mistrust of the media. So people want raw, real information behind stories to kind of make their own minds up. And then it's that thing of, you know, the public and, you know, users of the media not being kind of passive recipients anymore.
When publishing data-heavy stories, journalists have to realise that there will be experts among their readers, said Rogers. The Guardian has experimented with crowdsourcing data analysis, and Rogers said he wants to develop readers' involvement in data stories further.
You know, the past journalists kept data for themselves. It was our thing. We don't give it away to the opposition. And now there's a realisation that actually even just publishing data on its own can be interesting and tell journalists' story. And actually, if we can be a kind of facilitator and an interpreter for people's data, then there's a real role for us in the future.
For Julian Burgess, real-time data will be the next big thing in data journalism. With increasing attention from journalists and the public on what data is available, there should be a push for authorities, government departments and other institutions to release data as it happens, he said. Burgess, whose first tip for journalists when faced with data is not to panic, told journalism.co.uk that while playing with data and programming should be encouraged, journalists should be aware of misleading data and meaningless visualisations. We asked him what was driving the current trend.
I think probably because it's just eye candy in that sense, you know, just it does draw people that, there is a lot of focus on, I think it's partly the way statistics are read for news websites, that they sort of get very excited if something gets sort of on Dig or something like that or Reddit, and then a lot of people sort of flood in. You know, that has that kind of tweetability kind of thing that you do with news graphics, but whether they... I mean, I think they can. There's a lot of things where they're almost done. They can be done pointlessly, which is something you have to be sort of careful of. And the worst thing still is where they're actually used in a misleading way, which is something. I mean, which of course you already have with news. I mean, just like headlines are often abused, and so it's a tricky thing. I mean, I think the rise is because, you know, they do attract people and they're very quick to look at, and that's why they're good for traffic numbers.
For more tips from the experts on data for journalism, visit journalism.co.uk.